dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Cantaland Radio.
Hot dog!
All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Cantaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up!
Good afternoon and welcome to beautiful Kauffman Stadium at Kansas City, Missouri. Well, today it's a fun opportunity for a pair of high school baseball teams as the Troy Trojans take on the Heritage Christian Chargers in an exhibition baseball game here in Kansas City. Alongside Justin Fluke, I am Johnny Kane. Kirk Gilman taking care of us back at the studios. And, well, we're going to start a little bit early. Both teams are out on the field. They're anxious to get this game underway. A fun opportunity. And with that, we are set to go. It'll be Griffin Weber of Troy, who will dig in to lead things off for the Trojans. First offering is in low for ball one to the Trojan shortstop.
Couldn't have asked for a better day. It's beautiful here, as you mentioned, Johnny, and a great opportunity, win, lose, or draw. Today, just kind of all about the experience for the players, the coaches, the fans, and yes, even us, the broadcasters.
2-0 to count on Griffin Weber, the shortstop. He'll be followed by Austin Grable and Gavin Fumler. If anybody gets on, it'll be Reagan Hartman. 2-1 the count now on Weber. Weber 4 of 12 to start the year. Troy 0-4, swept by Atchison in a pair of tough ones and a lot closer to Hiawatha. But here's a 5-pitch walk to Griffin Weber. It will be on to lead things off for the Trojans.
Teams taking a bit different approaches to today's game. Heritage Christian has quite a larger roster. Their plan today is to pitch seven different pitchers in all seven innings and rotate defensive spots really throughout this entire game.
So now here's Austin Grable, the center fielder for Troy. Weber stutter-stepped his lead off of a first, does not run, and the first offering to Grable is in for a strike.
Troy with only three guys on their bench, so a smaller roster.
Trey Moran is the pitcher for Heritage Christian today, big, tall, lefty. He's making his third appearance of the year. He's throwing 4 1/3 innings. He's given up 3 hits, 11 runs, 6 earned. He has walked 10, struck out 9 with an ERA of 9.96. 0-2 the count on Austin Grable. Griffin Weber on first base. Off and running he goes. They have him picked off. They're going to throw down to second, but it is not going to be in time. The throw is going to go into left center field. So Weber will stop at second. That'll officially go down as a stolen base for Griffin Weber.
Well, Weber was picked off pretty cleanly, but he had had such a great jump that by the time the first baseman got it, threw wildly to second, even a perfect throw is not going to be in time to get the speedy Troy leadoff hitter.
0-2 the count on Grable. Decent lead out at second for Weber. And the 0-2 with a fastball high and away. And that'll move the count to 1-2 on Grable. Looking at the defense for Heritage Christian. With Briley as the battery mate for Trey Moran. Third to first, Blake Heckman, Connor Kaduna, Caleb Pittman, and Braden Bivens on the infield. And now a high fly ball hit into right field. It's playable for Schnelli, the right fielder. He'll make the play in right center field, and there is one away.
Well, you can imagine a little bit of nerves maybe for these teams, although it is just kind of a fun day and a great opportunity. After missing with 4 consecutive pitches, Moran to start this game walking Weber. Now threw a couple strikes and got it out to Grable, so we'll see if the left-hander settles in.
Here's Gavin Fumler now, the pitcher for Troy today. Fumler 3 for 11 to start the year. He has also scored 1 run. The first offering, he swings at the ground ball to the first baseman, Bivens. He'll step on first himself for an easy second out. So 3 unassisted. Weber will move up to third. And so Weber will be 90 feet away with Reagan Hartman digging in. Big difference here for these teams is just the amount of room that you're going to have in foul territory. So even the catcher, Briley, has a ton of room behind him. So you got to expect that Weber will try to score on any ball that would possibly get ball by Briley. First offering to Hartman is a fastball in for a strike at the knees.
I feel like the infielders, besides that foul territory, don't feel too out of place, but it seems like the outfielders maybe would feel a little more lost out there, like they have a lot more ground to cover.
How big swing and a miss by Hartman. He's quickly down 0-2. And, yeah, I mean, you look at that outfield, it looks like there's so much space. It makes you appreciate just Major League Baseball outfielder a little bit more, just the speed and the ground they can cover. Now a swing and a foul off by Hartman. He fouls it back to the screen. He stays alive at 0-2.
We got a chance to get a foul ball today, Johnny. We're right behind home plate, but they opened the windows here in the press box for us, so we feel like we're a part of the action and get some of the natural beauty sound of this baseball game today at Kauffman Stadium.
And the 0-2. Fastball high. Now a throw down to third, and they're going to tag out Weber, who got too far off of third base. So that'll be out number three, and the Trojans will strand a winner runner to end the top of the first inning. And one half an inning in the books. Here is Christian. We'll come to bat for the first time. When we come back, we'll get their lineup after this break. You're on FM 103.9 KNZA.
There's nothing like the pride and excitement of seeing a loved one graduate, either from high school or college. Hi, this is Mark Pizeska from Union State Bank of Horton. As spring approaches, you can honor your graduates' hard work by coming into one of our 7 Union State Bank branches to help them open a new account. Open a My Rewards checking account with $25 and no minimum balance is required. Plus, your graduate can enjoy the Union State Bank mobile banking wherever the road takes them. Celebrate your graduate with Union State Bank. Find locations at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority, Kansasland Radio.
Welcome back to Kauffman Stadium. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Here's Christian coming to bat for the first time. Here's their lineup for today as they have a 1-2 record. As Heritage Christian is out of Olathe here in Kansas City. The leadoff hitter will be the left fielder Nathan Schwab, batting second to center fielder Ashton Rathloff. Hitting third, the pitcher Trey Moran. Batting cleanup is the shortstop Connor Cadurna. Batting fifth, the right fielder Jason Schnelli. Batting sixth is the first baseman Braden Bivens. Hitting seventh, the second baseman Caleb Pittman. Hitting eighth is the catcher Luke Briley. And batting ninth is the third baseman Blake Heckman. He'll be facing Gavin Fumler of Troy. He has thrown 7 innings this year, giving up 7 hits, 10 runs. He has 10 strikeouts in those 7 innings as well. He's the most experienced pitcher that Troy has here in 2021.
Defense behind him for head coach Roger Purdy in the outfield. It'll be Cole Donaldson at left, Austin Grable in center, and Seth Judd is in right field. On the infield, Griffin Weber at short, Reagan Hartman is the third baseman, and on the right side, it's Caden Claus at second, Braden Hill the first baseman, and Preston Christensen will be catching for Fumler here today.
You look at Troy, and really both of these teams, high school baseball did not happen last year, so it's been 2019 since these kids have had a chance to get out on the diamond. Troy was 7-10 in 2019, 3-17 in 2018, and 19-1 in 2017. That was a third-place finish at state for the Trojans. Nathan Schwab will lead things off for Heritage Christian. Digs in from the left side. First offering from Fumler is swung on and tipped into the mitt of Christensen for strike one. Schwab looking for his first hit of the year. He's 0 for his first 6. He does have a trio of walks, and he has scored a couple of runs. Now the 0-1 is a fastball that misses high and outside. 1-1 the count on Schwab. Troy pretty much playing even on the infield. The outfield playing in medium depth, if not fairly shallow. Again, a big park here in Kansas City at Kauffman Stadium. 410 to dead center, 387 on the power alleys, and 330 down the lines. Now the 1-1. Breaking ball left in the dirt, 2-1 the count on Schwab. And blowing across from right field to left here at Kauffman Stadium today, a fairly windy day, but sun is shining and great temperatures for a high school baseball game. And now a fastball catches the inside corner for a strike, and that'll even the count at 2-2 on Schwab.
Shown the ability to get strikeouts already this season. 10 of those recorded and 7 innings pitched by Gavin Fumler.
And the 2-2. Fastball way in inside, and Schwab has to jump out of the way, and that'll move the count full 3-2.
Right-handed pitcher Gavin Fumler facing Schwab, who's a lefty atop the Heritage Christian Charger lineup. Troy got their leadoff runner aboard, but nothing became of it in the top half of this first inning. Now Heritage Christian trying to get one off.
And the payoff. Fastball, it swung on and missed. It gets away, though, from the catcher Christensen. Going down to first is Schwab, and the throw will be late. So it'll be officially a strikeout, but reaching on a pass ball is Schwab.
Bit of a delay there. I think there was some question as whether Schwab had made contact or maybe nicked it or not. The pitch was coming high and inside to the left-hander. Apparently no contact made with the bat as he swung and able to easily get to first as the ball goes a long ways behind home plate when Christensen couldn't corral it.
Now here's a center fielder, Ashton Ratzloff. He'll swing at the first pitch and it off the end of the bat, but it'll squeak foul to the first base coach's box. Ratzloff on the year. He's still looking for his first hit. Take that back. He does have one hit on the year, and it was a double. He also has two RBIs. His one double leads the team along with his two RBIs, and now a high fly ball is going to get back and out of play. And so quickly, 0-2 on Ratzloff.
Besides the high school returning after a year off, I know Royals fans are itching to get back to Kauffman Stadium as well. Johnny, you noted the brand-new video board out there in center field. Stadium looks a little bit different after a year off.
Runner going in a high fly ball, hit deep into left field, down the line, giving chase to Donaldson. He'll make the play. Actually, no, he dropped into foul territory. It'll drop in foul territory, so that'll just be a foul ball. And so Schwab will have to go back to first base. The umpires are making sure that it was a foul ball because Schwab started to trot back towards first, then he stopped and said, well, I want to make sure that it was a foul ball before I get tagged out by any type of weird play here. So still 0-2 the count on Ratzloff. You're in the bottom of the first inning, no score. Bumler comes set, and here's his 0-1. Swung on and missed. Down goes Ratzloff. The first strikeout of the game for Gavin Fumler in his 11th of the season.
Good job by Fumler to come back there. He could have held his head a little as it was a play that Donaldson should have made in foul territory, a 50-yard dash to get there, but got there and then couldn't corral the earlier pitch for an out.
There goes Schwab off and running. They throw down to second base, not nearly in time. A huge jump by Schwab. He'll go into second with a stolen bag. He'll be in scoring position with one away.
So both teams still looking for their first hit, but both teams have had a runner on and now credited with each team getting a stolen base in the first inning.
Batting from the left side is Trey Moran. The pitcher for Heritage Christian, at least in the first inning. Now he hits the ball into right center field. It's going to be deep. It's going to roll all the way past the center fielder, Grable, and roll all the way into the right center field alley. One runner is around to score, and Schwab, and trotting into second base with a stand-up RBI double is Trey Moran.
Well, he drilled that ball, and Grable had no chance at it as it was hit way over his head and towards his left several feet as well. Long run for Grable to go back and get that one, and Heritage Christian with the first hit and run of this game.
So 1-0, the Chargers take the lead here in the bottom of the first inning, and that'll bring up now Connor Caderna, the shortstop for Heritage Christian. He'll swing at the first offering, hit it down the right field line. It's going to be into foul territory, giving chase to the first baseman Hill, but he just runs out of room. It'll be strike one on Caderna.
Butler doing a good job throwing strikes, working ahead of the top half of the lineup here of the Chargers, but Heritage Christian getting some pretty good swings on most of those strikes here early battling.
So one out here in the bottom of the first. 1-0 lead for Heritage Christian. And 0-1 the count on Caderna, the shortstop for the Chargers. He bats from the right side. And the 0-1 is a fastball a little bit high. 1-1 the count on Caderna. Just to mention, there'll be a lot of changes for Heritage Christian today. We'll do our best to try to make sure we get all of those changes, but obviously in a situation like this, you want to get as many kids in as you possibly can. Now the 1-1 pitch, the fastball that swung through and missed by Caderna, and it's now 1-2.
Yeah, well over 20 kids on their high school baseball roster for Heritage Christian. Lineup will stay the same through the first three innings, but most guys are going to be moving spots defensively.
Now the 1-2 is a breaking ball that nearly clips Caderna. He has to dip out of the way. That'll even the count at 2-2. And the wind continues to blow from the right field foul pole to the left field foul pole. That might be a little bit of a factor here today as well with the wind blowing as much as it is in all the room as well. And now a ball gets away from Christensen, the catcher, and that's going to allow Moran to move up to third base. A wild pitch from Fumler.
I don't know if that one slipped or what, but it was couple feet way outside. Didn't really even give Christensen a chance to knock that one down. So one run in and only one out, and now another guy 90 feet away from home.
Mumler gets the sign, comes set, and here's his payoff pitch to Kaderna. Fastball, low and outside, ball four. That's the first walk issued by Gavin Fumler here today. That'll put runners at the corners with one away for Jason Schnelli. Schnelli, the right fielder for the Chargers here in the first inning. Schnelli looking for his first hit of the year, 0 for his first seven. He has not been on base yet this year as well. Big spot here. First pitch fastball misses high and inside from Fumler. Schwablet off the inning by reaching after fastball and a strikeout. And a strikeout of rats off, and now a ball hit high into the air to center field. Giving chase is Grable. Will go into right center field, make the catch, not tagging is Moran. And that'll be out number two. So a good play by the center fielder Grable, who again had to run a long way for that ball. But he makes the play, now two outs, and Fumler a chance to get out of this inning and only giving up one.
It doesn't appear that the runner at third, Trey Moran, is one of the quickest on the Charger team, but I'm surprised he didn't try to tag up on that play. The momentum from Grable was bringing him in, but that was still going to be a pretty long, tough throw, I feel like. Now two outs.
Taking off and running is Kaderna from first. They're going to throw it out to the shortstop, Weber, who cuts it off and just tossed it back to Fumler. So now two runners in scoring position for Braden Bivens, the first baseman for Heritage Christian.
Pretty big spot early in this game. Boy, it's 1-0, and Troy's feeling all right. You give up a hit here, and 3-0 appears a lot bigger deficit.
Now a high fly ball hit into the left side of the infield, playable for the third baseman, Hartman, and he'll drop it. The wind looked like he was playing with it a little bit, and now the throw down to second, not in time. Two runs score. Going into second is Bivens, and just like that, it's 3-0. The Chargers lead here in the first inning.
Well, no other way to rule that than a costly error, and maybe the wind and maybe the sun a little bit. Hartman with the shades on, but had plenty of time, was there underneath it, just couldn't quite squeeze it. About the same thing that happened to Donaldson on a foul ball earlier here in this inning.
And a lot of people may look at that and say that's maybe a ball that Griffin Weber, the shortstop, could have maybe taken charge of. He was right there, but allowed Hartman, who was calling for it all the way, but just clanked off the palm of his hand. So now a runner at second, three runs across, two outs, and here's Caleb Pittman. Want to know the count, and know that a bouncing ball to the right side, playable for the second baseman Claus. He'll take it on a big cop, throw it to first, and that'll end the inning. Not before Heritage Christian plates three, and at the end of one, it is 3-0. The Chargers lead. Troy coming to bat. When we come back on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Craving pizza? The April special at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton is a large pizza with three of your favorite toppings for just $14.99. The Pizza Bakery has fresh salads, pasta, and breadsticks, plus a variety of wings, sandwiches, wraps, and dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton, where they have great food and great variety. Call in, carry out, or eat in. 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery is open 7 days a week in downtown Horton and appreciates your local support.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
103.9 KNZA.
Welcome back to Kauffman Stadium. Start of inning number two. Heritage Christian leads Troy 3-0. Alongside Justin Fluke, Johnny Kane here with you. Kirk Kilman, our man, back at the studios. Troy will have 4-5-6 as Reagan Hartman, who was standing at the plate to end the first inning after Griffin Weber was picked off at third base. He will lead off with a new count here in the top of inning number two. New pitcher into the game for Heritage Christian, Nathan Schwab, now on the mound. Schwab seeing his third appearance on the year. He's thrown four innings Now a hard hit ball in the right center field, but playable for Schnelly. He'll make a couple of steps over to his right and make the play for out number one.
Well, good pitch, good swing, pretty good contact, but went right to the right fielder, so Troy quickly with an out here in the top of the second.
That'll bring him now, Preston Christensen, the catcher for Troy. Christensen is looking for his first hit of the year. He has scored one run this season. The first pitch from Schwab is in for a strike. Another lefty for here. Just Christian out there on the mound. Now a big swing and a miss by Christensen. He's quickly out of the 0-2 hole. Schwab with seven strikeouts in four innings, an ERA of 5.25. Wind up and out of the lefty's 0-2 pitch is a fastball way high and outside.
Pretty young team. I was going to ask you if a couple of these guys maybe played with the Doniphan County Legion team last summer, but you look at this Troy High School roster, and they have zero seniors on the roster this year.
Now the 1-2, swung on and missed. Down goes Christensen. Strikeout number one for Schwab, and quickly two away here in inning number two. So two outs, that'll bring up now Cole Donaldson, the left fielder for Troy. Donaldson 3-for-9 here to start the year. Troy has played, again, four games and a very late swing by Donaldson. He comes up empty and it's 0-1. Back into the windup. 0-1 from Schwab was a little bit low in the dirt. 1-1 to count on Donaldson. Troy again swept by Atchison 11-1 and 10-0, and then swept by Hiawatha 4-2 and 13-6. Another very late swing by Donaldson as he comes up 50 once again. He's now down in a 1-2 hole. Schwab working very quickly. He's back into the windup and his 1-2 is swung on and missed. Down goes Donaldson. Back-to-back strikeouts to end the top of the second inning. And with that, we've replayed 1.5. We'll head to the bottom of inning number two with Heritage Christian coming to bat, leading 3-0 on FM 103.9 KNZA.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
This is Amanda Wilhelm, and I am pleased to announce that I am now part of the STARS Physical Therapy team. It's great to be back in the area and to be able to see you at our Horton Clinic. STARS can provide you with physical and occupational therapy to get you back to good health. And with our Horton Clinic, it will be easier for many of you to see us. If you need post-surgery therapy or need rehabilitation after an injury, come to either our Horton Clinic at 201 West 8th or see us in the Hiawatha Community Hospital.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Bottom of the second inning, 3-0 lead for Heritage Christian over Troy. Heritage Christian will have 8, 9, and 1 due up. Played it 3 runs in the first inning on just, they do actually have now 2 hits up on the scoreboard. The big one was being the ball that was dropped on what could have been out number 3 for the Trojans that only give up just one run, but instead 2 runs scored on that play and allowed the Chargers to take a 3-0 advantage. So here's Luke Briley to lead things off for the Chargers, the catcher today. Briley, a .333 average through the first 3 games for Heritage Christian. One hit in just 3 at-bats. He has had 7 plate appearances. First pitch from Gavin Fumler is a fastball to paint the outside corner at the knees for a strike, and it's 0-1. Briley leads the team in walks with 4. He has just 1 single to his credit. Now a big swing and a miss on a breaking ball, and it's quickly 0-2, so Fumler working quickly here in the bottom of inning number 2. Has to be a little frustrated after what he felt like was not a terrible inning that he pitched in the first inning. Just didn't get some help from his defense, but he'll start with a strikeout of Brightly here in the bottom of inning number two, as down goes Brightly looking. And that is strikeout officially number three for Gavin Fumler. And now here's the nine hitter, Blake Heckman. Heckman, he is a .500 average to start the year. A couple of RBIs, one run scored, walked twice. Here's the 1-0 from Fumler. Pass ball high and tight.
Yeah, Fumler only one hit and one walk allowed. You feel like if there wasn't a drop third strike and there wasn't a ball dropped on the infield, that this is a 0-0 game, or at worst, a 1-0 game right now for Heritage Christian.
Now swinging a foul off by Heckman. 2-1 the count on the Charger third baseman. Heckman actually now is the left fielder for the Chargers after making those switches in the top of the second inning. 3-1 the count as Fumler misses with a fastball low and outside. And the 3-1. Fastball low and inside, ball four. So the second walk issued by Fumler today. I'll put Heckman at first with one away. And back to the top of the order, here's Nathan Schwab.
Kind of how Troy's been in most all their varsity boys sports the last year or two. Just not a lot of seniors. I think there was only one on their basketball team this year. Football is a similar scenario. So a lot of young kids getting opportunities for Troy, a team that should be on the rise, and several athletic programs here over the next couple of years.
Schwab digs in from the left side. He squares to bunt, but he's going to bunt it foul to the left field side. That'll roll into the Troy dugout along the third base side. Schwab was reached on first base after he struck out and the pass ball got away from the catcher Christensen in the first inning. He eventually came around to score on that RBI double from Trey Moran. Heckman a decent lead at first, not running, squaring to bunt again as Schwab. He pulls it back, but the ball is going to get away from Christensen again, and going into second will be Heckman. So Schwab doesn't even have to worry about bunting now, as the wild pitch allows Heckman to move into scoring position with one away and a 1-1 count. Troy continuing to play pretty much straight away in the outfield. Infield playing at normal depth now. Breaking ball misses low and outside to Schwab, and it's 2-1. Fumler comes set as 2-1 as a fastball high and away. It is now 3-0, the count on Schwab. Heckman out at second. He's got a decent-sized lead, and there he's off and running. Here's the 3-1. Line to the right side. It's going to be knocked down by the first baseman, Hill. He'll step on the bag, but not to complete the out. Staying at third base is Heckman. A good job by Hill to just knock that ball down. He knew he had plenty of time once he did knock it down, but he got his body in front and picks up out number two.
Yeah, as you mentioned, it wasn't an easy routine play. It took kind of a high, awkward hop towards him, but Hill had done a good enough job to put himself in position to keep it in front of him. And now Troy has a chance to get out of this inning again without any runs coming across.
Ashton Ratzloff, he was a strikeout victim. His first at-bat in that first inning. The first offering from Fumler is low into the dirt. A good block by Christensen, the catcher for Troy, to keep it in front. And it's 1-0. Ratzloff struck out on three straight pitches in that first inning. And here's the 1-0 from Fumler. Fastball high. Taking the throw down to third is Christensen, but he holds on to it, and it's down 2-0. And the Chargers scored three runs in the first inning on just one hit. And now a 2-0 by Fumler is low, and it gets away from Christensen, coming down from third to score as Heckman, and it's 4-0 Heritage Christian here in the bottom of inning number two.
Boy, Heckman taking advantage of the opportunities there, reaching on a walk, went to second on a passed ball, comes home on a passed ball as well. He had went to third on the ground out to first, so able to manufacture his way around the bases and produce the fourth tally now for the Chargers here today.
Two outs, 3-0 the count on Ratzlaff, and nobody on. And that'll put Fumler back into the lineup, and here's his 3-0. Breaking ball, misses low and away, ball four. So a third walk issued by Fumler, and that'll put Ratzlaff on with two away. Now here's Trey Moran, who had that big RBI double back in the first inning. Justin mentioned earlier, Moran, a big kid, digging in from the left side. Probably not going to win the award for the fastest on the team by any means. And now a ball again gets away from Christian. Going down to second on a great read is Ratzlaff. He saw it all the way. It didn't get very far from Christensen, but it was enough that right away Ratzlaff saw it was going to be in the dirt and took off immediately. And so now he's in scoring position with two away. Another RBI opportunity here for Moran. 1-0 is hit to the right side, a bouncing ball to the first baseman Hill. He'll take it on a hop, step on first, and that'll end the inning. There's Christian Tax on one more, and at the end of two, it's the Chargers 4, Troy nothing. We'll be back with the third inning on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Get your livestock processing scheduled at Anderson Meats in Troy. They have openings yet for 2021, so give them a call for your livestock processing at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy strives to give their customers top-notch service for all your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle, thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call them at 785-985-2292.
Need funds fast? Our Buy Local loan from Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, allows you to use the fund for any purpose. Replace the broken water heater or upgrade your furniture. Funds are typically available within 2 to 3 business days. Visit bankbv.com/buy-local-loan or stop by one of our branches in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison to get started today. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Candleland Radio.
And welcome back, along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Fluke, alongside Johnny Kane. We're at Kauffman Stadium today, a unique opportunity for the Troy High School baseball team and the Heritage Christian Chargers to get to play here at Royals Stadium. The team's had to sell a certain number of Royals ticket vouchers for seats for this season's home Royals games to get this opportunity today, and we move on to inning number 3. Lower third of the lineup for the Trojans and Coach Roger Purdy. It'll be Braden Hill, the number 7 hitter, leading off, now facing the third different Heritage Christian pitcher of the day. And the first delivery in there for a strike, as the pitcher now is Jason Schnelli. Started in right field, Heritage Christian moving around defensive spots, including pitcher, every inning today. Braden Hill will be followed by Caden Kloss and then Seth Judd here for the Trojans. Down 4-0 here in the top of the third inning. Quickly two strikes on Hill, and this pitch swung on and missed, so three pitches and a strikeout for Schnelli. It was just 9 pitches for Nathan Schwab, including a couple strikeouts to work a 1-2-3 second inning for Heritage Christian, and now Schnelli gets a strikeout to start inning number 3.
Schnelli's been hit around a little bit this year. He's thrown 6 2/3 innings. He's given up 7 runs. He has a 7.35 ERA, and he's only struck out 6 in those 6 2/3 innings, but a big strikeout to start the third.
Now Caden Kloss, first pitch, high ball, 1. Second pitch, caught the outside corner. It's 1-1 to Kloss, who's looking for his first hit of the season. He's a junior for Troy. They have that large junior class. In fact, 7 of them on this baseball team are juniors, as this pitch is fouled back. And it's 1-2 now to the Trojan second baseman. The only freshman in the lineup, Seth Judd, in the on-deck circle for Troy. They have had just 1 base runner today, and that was the first batter of the game. Griffin Weber reached on a walk, but was later picked off a third. Still no hits for Troy. The 1-2 delivery is called strike 3 at the knees, and Kloss thought it was a bit low, but rung up. And that's 4 consecutive strikeouts for Troy offensively, quickly 2 away here in the third.
One thing I have noticed with Heritage Christian, the pitchers they have had so far today, they all work very quickly. They waste no time in between pitches whatsoever.
Moran went one inning. Schwab went one inning. And now Jason Schnelli facing Seth Judd. And the first delivery of this at-bat is a little outside, ball one. Right-handed pitcher. The first two were lefties for the Chargers. And this one swung on and missed. If Judd can reach, Griffin Weber would be next as Troy will get set to start a second time through their order. Here's the pitch by Schnelli, and that swung on and missed. And now it's one ball and two strikes on Seth Judd. The Troy right fielder is 0 for 7 this season at the plate. Quick nod, and now Schnelli into the windup. His delivery is an off-speed pitch, and it's fouled and tipped there at the plate. Judd took off as if it was going to be a dropped strike three, or maybe thought it was got enough of it to get it into fair territory, but it barely caught the bat and rolled off to the left side foul. We'll do it again at 1-2. This pitch, fastball and a bit inside to even the count up. Four runs on just one hit for Heritage Christian. Troy, no runs, no hits. Schnelli set again. The pitch to Judd on the way. And this one is a bit outside. So from 0-2 and a foul tip, now to a full count. With two outs and the bases empty here in the top of the third. Schnelli set. This is the payoff delivery. And it's fouled to the backstop. Good battle by Judd. He'll stay alive and get pitch number 8 in this at-bat.
Mitch and Troy still looking for their first hit. Talking to head coach Roger Purdy before this game, he said that's what the Trojans have struggled with so far this year through the first four games. It's just been, the offense just has not been there at all.
Pitch outside and a great at-bat, so Judd will reach. Troy's second runner of the afternoon allowed on via the free pass, and the inning will continue at two outs for Griffin Weber.
Weber's really been about the only offense Troy has had this year. He's 4-for-12. He has scored a couple of runs as well. He reached in the first inning.
Quick shortstop takes outside, and that's where the majority of Schnelli's pitches have missed after getting a couple of quick strikeouts to start this frame. Judd has decent speed, not a big lead at first base. 1-0 delivery to Weber, and this one comes inside. It's 2-0 as Schnelli now has to work from the stretch position. Breeze, as Johnny mentioned, blowing pretty good across the field from right to left. 2-0 pitch, and Weber had a notion but checked his swing and takes a little bit high. And now it's 3-0 with Austin Grable on deck, and Troy trying to rally here with two outs. Schnelli set, checks the runner. Not going, and the 3-0 pitch taken all the way, and it's outside for ball four. So two impressive strikeouts, Johnny, but now two walks by Schnelli, and Troy's got an opportunity.
Yeah, and all of a sudden the pitches from Schnelli haven't really been that close either. I mean, he started off with just pounding the zone. His last two hitters, he's struggled to even find anywhere around the plate.
Austin Grable, righty-righty matchup, and he takes the first pitch. It's across for strike one, just above the belt. So after a four-pitch walk to Weber, sending Judd to second base. Now 0-1 to Grable, who flied to right field his first time up. 0-1 pitch is high. 1-1 with Gavin Fumler waiting on deck. Grable with three hits this season. He's done some pitching for Troy as well in his sophomore campaign.
That's a big at-bat here because Troy really wants to try to get Fumler to the plate.
Throw to second, almost went into center field. The shortstop kind of dancing over there behind Seth Judd. Throw, I think, kind of caught Heritage Christian off guard a bit, but they did keep it on the infield, and the count remains 1-1 with two on and two out. And the pitch on the outside corner called a strike. It's 1-2 to Grable. That was a big call there that Schnelli really benefited from the home plate umpire's call on that corner. Now a 1-2 offering. Fastball sent high to center field. Playable, backing up a couple steps and making the catch. The side is retired as Troy leaves two stranded. That's Ratliff in center field that made the play for Heritage Christian, and they protect a 4-0 lead. We head to the bottom of the third inning after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Baseball on the local Sports Authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Some of my fondest childhood memories are from volunteering with my grandmother. Helping others was her passion. She'd always say, "The sweetest fruits of life come from serving others." And she was right.
At Shelter Insurance, we strive to make a positive impact in the communities where we work and live.
Find the award-winning service you need from Don Fate and Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter agents.
Do you think of saving money as fun? It can be, and we think it should be. Hi, this is Rita at Union State Bank of Horton. From your home improvement plans to that vacation fund and things like student accounts, our team at Union State Bank is happy to help you select the savings account that's right for you. Some of our options have no minimum balance and all come with our dedicated customer support. Learn more today at mybankusb.com and imagine where you could be 1 year from now. Member FDIC.
KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Fluke and Johnny Kane back with you. Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. 4-0, Heritage Christian leading Troy as we head to the bottom of the third inning, and Troy will switch pitchers. So Gavin Fumler went two innings, giving up four runs, but only one hit. He had three walks and three strikeouts, and now gives way to Preston Christensen. So a new pitcher in there for the Trojans to face the number 4, 5, and 6 hitters. We expect the lineup to be the same here for one more inning offensively for the Chargers. So it'll be Kuderna, Schnelli, and Bivens here to face Preston Christensen. He has pitched 5 innings this season already with 7 strikeouts, but 5 walks, giving up 4 runs on just a couple of hits. So for Christensen, it's a matter of throwing strikes and limiting the number of guys on base.
And again, we're way up here at Kauffman Stadium, high above the action, so it's kind of hard for us to see numbers of the sort. So we'll try to get the switches that Troy has here as we finally can get a good look at numbers of who's where.
Connor Kuderna, leadoff hitter, walked and scored back in the first inning against Fumler, now facing Christensen, who's a right-hander. Rocks and fires and a fastball foul back. It's 1-1. Troy will play later this week, a game scheduled on Thursday against McLeod. 1-1 offering here from Christensen is hit into center field. Grable charges over but won't get there in time to make the play as it one hops in front of him. The throw wild all the way back to the pitcher, past the shortstop and the second baseman. It's a leadoff single for Kuderna and the second hit for Heritage Christian today.
All right, got a pinch runner coming in for Kuderna as well. This will be, well, we don't have this on our roster that was given to us. So again, we'll try to get the switches as quickly as we can.
Schnelli is the batter. He flied to center field his first time up. Takes way inside. And it's 1-0 to the number 5 hitter for the Chargers. Braden Hill still at first. He'll hold the runner on over there, the courtesy pinch runner. This pitch high and in. It's 2-0 to Schnelli. Weber still at short. Claus still at second base for the Troy infield. And here's a liner right to short. They throw back to first, and that's a double play. A liner right at Griffin Weber, and the runner never saw it cleanly and realized it was going to be caught on a line drive. He had no chance to get back to first, so that erases the leadoff walk. Base is empty with 2 outs. Nice double play there on Griffin Weber's part for Troy.
And that was a freshman, Dylan Harker, who came in to run and doubled off.
So now Braden Bivens reached on an error and takes the first pitch for ball one. So 2 outs now. Troy has a chance for a quick inning as Christensen gets some help from his defense. The windup and the delivery is fouled back. It's 1-1.
Bivens was part of that big play there in the first inning where Troy had given up just one run, had a chance to get out of the first inning, and Bivens hit a pop fly to third base that was mishandled. Allowed 2 runs to score there in that first.
1-1 pitch comes across a bit inside, so it's two balls and a strike to Bivens. Yeah, that right now, Johnny, I would say is kind of the biggest play of this game. I mean, without that, it's maybe 2-0 instead of 4-0. And a swing and a miss at a high heater there as the count evens at 2-2 to Bivens. Christensen trying to work a 1-2-3 inning after giving up the leadoff single. Got help with a line drive double play. And now winds and deals at 2-2, and off speed outside goes the pitch to push the count full.
That was one of the first breaking balls we've seen from Christensen. He just held on to it a little too long, pulled it into the left-handed batter's box.
So now the payoff to the number six hitter for the Chargers. And that's it well towards left center field. A long run. I think that's going to be caught by the center fielder. It is Austin Grable. I believe Fumbler in the outfield now as well for Troy, but that catch is made, and it turns into a 1-2-3 inning. Despite one hit, no runs, no errors, and nobody left, we've completed three now at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City with the score Heritage Christian 4, Troy 0.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Craving pizza? The April special at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton is a large pizza with three of your favorite toppings for just $14.99. The Pizza Bakery has fresh salads, pasta, and breadsticks, plus a variety of wings, sandwiches, wraps, and dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton, where they have great food and great variety. Call in, carry out, or eat in. 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery is open 7 days a week in downtown Horton and appreciates your local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Game moving along pretty swiftly on a beautiful day, about 80 degrees, some sunshine here at Kauffman Stadium with a pretty good breeze for high school baseball. They call it the Baseball Classic for 2021 here at Kauffman Stadium. Troy, with some work to do, they'll have the heart of their lineup facing the fourth different pitcher of the day for Heritage Christian. This will be Connor Caderna that will now pitch. Started the game as shortstop, and the Chargers have used a different pitcher in all four innings. Troy trailing 4-0, still without a hit in this ball game. Have had three total runners, including a couple walks with two outs last frame, but couldn't get the runners advanced or around to score. So Gavin Fumbler, then Reagan Hartman, and Preston Christensen here in the top half of the fourth. Justin Fluke, Johnny Kane with you. Gavin Fumbler facing the right-handed pitcher, Caderna. And the first pitch is in the dirt. Fumbler grounded out to the first baseman in his initial at-bat. Johnny talked about Troy's offensive woes. Scored just one time in two games against Atchison. Here's a ground to the shortstop. It's bobbled and booted and will roll into center field. So the first error of the contest against Heritage Christian will give Troy their leadoff runner aboard for just the second time today, as Fumbler takes first, and now Hartman and Christensen coming up.
Got the new shortstop out there for Heritage Christian. That's Josh Schnelly, who's out there now playing short.
Yeah, a couple new guys have checked into the game for the Chargers as well, as the pitcher Caderna goes to the stretch. Little one ball towards first. The pitcher off to field it, throws to get the out. So Hartman does advance. Fumbler to second base, but is thrown out 1-3. And there's one on and one out now here in the top of the fourth for Preston Christensen. McVay, the new center fielder, and will be inserted into the second spot in the batting lineup for Heritage Christian. And three other guys, it looks like, that are now into the game for the first time for the Chargers. Christensen 0-1 with a strikeout. He takes high ball one from Kaderna.
Yeah, the new outfield, Carter Manning in left, Grant McVay in center, Josh Sluter is out in right.
1-0 pitch, swung on and missed by Christensen. Bottom half of the order struggled for Troy the first time through, of course, facing different pitching now, but 5, 6, 7, and 8 hitters, all four struck out for Troy the first time up. This off-speed pitch misses and got away from the catcher, but a good job able to keep it in front and keep the runner at second base. That's Bishop. It's now the catcher for Heritage Christian.
And looking at that infield for the Chargers, Seth Nichols now at third. Josh Schnelly, as mentioned, is short. Caleb Pittman still at second. Trey Moran still at first. And Peter Bishop, as Justin mentioned, is the battery mate now for Kaderna.
2-1 is the count here to Christensen with Fumbler at second base. Troy looking to get on the scoreboard from the stretch. Kaderna looking back to second, and now steps off. Time was called. One out here in the top of the fourth inning. Troy the visitors today against this team from Olathe, Kansas. Now the pitch, and that's inside and dropped a bit low. 3-2 to Christensen with Donaldson awaiting on deck. Three and one. Kaderna needs a strike here. His delivery hit high, left field. Now called off as the infield floats back, and it's the shortstop that had an error earlier in this inning that is able to make this play. Boy, the wind kind of caught that ball. A bit underneath it is Christensen as he flies out the short. Didn't get as much as he wanted, and nice job by Josh Schnelly there to be able to make that play. So Fumbler stays at second, but now two outs, and here's a grounder to third off the bat of Donaldson. It's bobbled, and Troy Reiner coming to third with two outs. Didn't have to, but Fumbler's going to be tagged out. Well, that should have easily continued the inning with runners at first and second. I don't know why Fumbler was running there. There was two outs, but he didn't have anybody behind him. He was the only man on at second base. That ball was bobbled at third, and there was going to be no chance to make a play as Nichols able to corral it, and then just had an easy tag with Fumbler jogging right at him. So Troy's been a little bit sloppy today, to say the least, and they still trail 4-0 as we head to the bottom of the fourth here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Tax time again, and the right time to start planning for your future, your retirement future. This is Ken Glennon at GN Bank. We invite you to stop by or call us to prepare for your retirement plans with a traditional or Roth IRA. Remember, the 2020 IRA contribution deadline is Thursday, April 15th. Come by your GN Bank location to make your deposit. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow with locations in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Justin Fluke alongside Johnny Kane back with you at Kauffman Stadium. Kurt Kilman, our studio engineer, the high school baseball classic at the K as Christensen back out for his second inning of work for Troy and his first delivery to the Heritage Christian number 7 hitter, Caleb Pittman, is low and in for ball one. So Pittman will bat for the second time today. He grounded out to second, facing Gavin Fumbler back in inning number one. And now lines this one over the head of the second baseman and into John in right field. That'll be a leadoff single for the second straight inning for the Chargers on a well-hit ball to right field.
Good piece of hitting. Fastball in the outside corner, just went with it and hit it right over the head of the second baseman, Claus. And Heritage Christian with something brewing here in the bottom of the fourth inning early.
Throw to first, tagged by Hill, not in time. Reagan Hartman is the new catcher for Troy. He came in to catch when Christensen went from catcher to pitcher. There's the pitch that's bunted, but foul up the first base line, trying to advance the runner. This is the first at bat today for Bishop. Peter Bishop. Four at bats. No hits this season. And takes a little bit low. The count even now at 1-1 to Bishop. Next batter will be Josh Schnelly. That'll be his first at bat of this game. Throw to first again, but back safely is Caleb Pittman. One stolen base for each team today. Heritage Christian got three runs in the first and then added one in the second. They lead 4-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. They still only have three total hits. A little popper to third. This is going to be an easy play for Gavin Fumler. The throw to first not in time. Actually, that's Braden Hamilton that's now come in for Troy, playing third base. So Braden Hamilton able to make that play. He's a junior for the Trojans, and there's now one out with one on first still here in the bottom of the fourth. Pitch a little bit low. 1-0 to Josh Schnelly. 333 average for him so far on the season. Working from the stretch is Preston Christensen, and again, he throws over to first. Pretty concerned with that runner, Pittman.
Pittman has been off and running on the last two pitches, and he even stuttered his feet there a little bit, had to dive back in head first just to get back in front of that tag. Now he's off and running again.
Pitch down and low, so a great pitch to run on. The throw was great, but not quite in time. So thanks to Pittman's jump, he was able to steal second. But the throw by Hartman was, man, right on target. It was just a split second too late.
Couldn't ask for a better throw, kind of tailing to the first base side of the bag at a perfect spot for Weber to be able to put the tag down.
2-0, the count to Josh Schnelly with the runner on second now, and he takes high and in. This one gets away from the catcher. The throw to third goes into left field. And staying at third, Pittman diving in, head first on that play, was not able to get up and take off in time. Good job by Troy and the left fielder especially to come in and keep this, for the moment, a four-run game. But the count is 3-0, and Heritage Christian is threatening again here with one away in the bottom of the fourth. Back to the windup now goes Christensen. And he misses inside, so that is a four-pitch walk. Second inning for Christensen, who gave up just one hit in the third inning, and now one hit and a walk so far here in his second inning of work.
That's a big moment here in this game. It's just a 4-0 deficit for Troy, but if Heritage Christian can find a way to duck on a couple here and make that hill look even bigger.
You could imagine that Schnelly would be off with the pitch here. Hartman went through some signs, the Troy catcher for the infield. And the first pitch swinging, a mile-high pop-up for the second baseman. And this one will be caught. So Troy catches a huge break there, is swinging on the first pitch. And now out number two, that is Carter Manning that just got his first at-bat of the game. Manning flies out to second. So two outs, runners still at the corners. You would have thought maybe he would have been taking that first pitch.
Yeah, for sure.
Trying to get runners moved to second and third. Carter Manning quickly back to the dugout. Now another little bouncer up the middle, nicely caught by the pitcher, Christensen, and Troy gets out of this inning. Christensen kind of tumbling backwards and over-the-shoulder catch for the pitcher a few feet behind that mound, and no runs become of a leadoff single and a walk. Heritage Christian strands two more, and they've left four on base, but they still lead Troy 4-0. Trojans looking to get some offense going. We head to the fifth inning next here on Kansaland Radio.
Let us help you get your life back to normal with physical therapy from STARS. Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'm Mark Sudbeck. To remind you, we offer many ways to help you recover from surgery or an injury, and we have two locations, in Horton and in Hiawatha. At STARS, you'll find many of our therapists are from the area and have a genuine interest to provide you individualized attention for your recovery. So if you have pain, a sprain, or a strain, let STARS help you back to good health with locations in Horton and Hiawatha.
Get your livestock processing scheduled at Anderson Meats in Troy. They have openings yet for 2021, so give them a call for your livestock processing at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy strives to give their customers top-notch service for all your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle, thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call them at 785-985-2292.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Kauffman Stadium. Start of inning number five. It's a 4-0 lead for Heritage Christian. And Troy will have 7-8-9 due up after a great job of Preston Christensen in that bottom of the fourth inning to not let any additional runs to come across the board for the Chargers, who played it three runs in the first and one in the second. And here's Braden Hill now to dig in for the Trojans. He was a strikeout victim his first at-bat, now facing Spencer Ratliff of Heritage Christian, who is on the mound for the first time. Quickly, 2-0 the count on Hill. Troy still looking for their first hit of the ball game. They've had a couple of ace runners, three walks and one via error. Now fastball on the inside corner at the knees for a strike, and that'll move the count to 2-1.
I feel like if Troy could just piece a couple hits together, get a little momentum, I mean, they're not too far back out of this game.
Well, the way that Heritage Christian is throwing so many guys out there, you got to think one of these guys is not going to be on their A game at some point today. They're going to throw at least scheduled seven different pitchers in the seven innings today. 3-1 the count on Hill, and here's the pitch from Ratliff at the fastball, low and outside, and it's a leadoff walk for Braden Hill.
He gets some walks here at the bottom third of the order. That'll certainly help Troy out. They've received a few free passes today. In fact, now four of their five base runners have been on via walks, one in air, and now first at bat today for Braden Hamilton.
Hamilton is 3-for-10 so far this year. And the first offering is going to get away from the catcher, Bishop. That will allow Hill to go into second base on the wild pitch. And just like that, the Trojans have a runner in scoring position here to start the fifth inning.
Haven't had a runner reach third since the first batter of the game for Troy, the only one that's made it all the way around to third base. Still no hits.
One another count on Hamilton. He swings and misses, and it's 1-1. Hamilton came on and was playing third base in the last inning. And now it's a bouncing ball to the right side, and that's going to be knocked down by the first baseman, Moran. Throw to first is going to get by the pitcher who was covering, and that was going to allow Hill to come all the way around and score. And it's actually going to allow, as well, Hamilton to go all the way to third base. Right now, okay, the umpire at first said, yes, go to third.
Well, the ball now, got out of the play. The question was has Hamilton reached second before he gets one base
right
after the ball is out of play, but was he already at or past second before that ball went out of play? That was kind of the question.
And he was about 10 steps short of second base, so he'll actually have to stay at second. The field umpire got that right and made him stay at second, but Troy is on the board. They have their first hit of the game. Now a bunt, a beautifully placed down by Seth Judd. Throw to first base is in time. But Judd does a great job, and now there's going to be a runner get caught in a rundown. Here's Hamilton between third and home. The catcher giving chase, and he's going to be tagged out at third. And that is how this inning comes to an end. So Troy gets one.
I thought
that was just two outs as well.
We've only had three batters this inning.
That's what Coach Roger Purdy is saying. One runner came around to score. Yeah, there's only been
three batters come up this inning, and one of them scored.
Heritage Christian already putting their helmets on in their dugout. But right now,
we've got to have an official scorebook, right, besides us here?
There's only been, yeah, because Judd laid down the bunt. They threw it to first, got him out, then threw it to third and tagged out Hamilton.
Yep.
But Hill came around to score, so yeah, that was just two outs, and now Heritage Christian is going to have to come back out on the field. So it'll just be nobody on, two outs, and back to the top of the order, Griffin Weber.
still the second big base running blunder we've seen by the Trojans here today. We've had one runner thrown out at third and another one caught in a rundown between home and third. So you're looking at a three-run game right now, and those two little base-running blunders, when you're that close to scoring, could prove pretty costly.
First pitch to Griffin Weber, who has reached twice via walk. The fastball low and away, 4-1.
I mean, Troy should have a runner on third with one out right
yep.
now. Instead, nobody's on with two out. Boy, just a tough, tough spot.
How quickly, 2-0 on Weber. Hamilton, another guy that had just come into the game for Troy. And now here's the 2-0 from Ratzlaff. Fastball paints the outside corner at the knees, and it's 2-1.
You know, the crazy thing, I guess, did you roll that a hit or an error? Heritage Christian had two chances to get Hamilton out, but really had two different mistakes that prevented that from happening.
I would say that's probably a hit because it was a good play by Moran, the first baseman, just to even knock that ball down. So I wouldn't say it was a routine play by any means.
Right, but he had a chance to make the play, the first baseman. It was a tough play, I give you that. But then the second baseman got it, fielded it, and threw to the pitcher who was covering. But that throw wasn't on target. Had it been, I think they still would have got the out. So they had two chances to get Hamilton, couldn't get either one. And now Griffin Weber works a walk as Troy's back in business.
So Weber has walked three times today. I guess officially on the scoreboard they have that as a hit for Troy, which will be this their first of the game. So Weber at first takes a big lead, not running. He steps off, does Ratzlaff, and takes a look over at Weber, who was kind of dancing around over at first base. But the Trojans could have first and third, but instead just a runner at first and two away for Austin Grable, who was flown out twice. First pitch from Ratzlaff is is a fastball high and inside for ball one.
Now your pitcher all of a sudden, after going to the dugout, thinking the inning is over, having a little trouble here refocusing and getting dialed back in.
Now a throw down to first, back safely is Weber. 1-1 the count on Austin Grable. Grable flew out to right field in the first inning, flew out to center in the third. Weber again not running, and a fastball again paints the outside edge, and it's quickly 1-2.
Weber has the only stolen base of the day for Troy, and I would bet money that he's going to go here on a 1-2 pitch with two down.
Big lead. There he is, off and running, and it's a high fly ball hit into shallow center field. Giving chase is the center fielder, McVay. He'll make the play, and that will officially retire the side. But Troy does get one. And at the end of 4.5, it is Heritage Christian 4, Troy 1, here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Need help funding your passion? Whether it's traveling to exotic places, entertaining guests with your 5-star culinary expertise, showcasing your interior design skills, or anything in between, a low-interest home equity line of credit for Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, is here to help. Visit bankbv.com/HELOC or stop by one of our branches in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison to get started today. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Growing up, my parents always encouraged me to do what's right, even if it wasn't easy. I'd always hear my mother's voice say, "Do the right thing." That stuck with me. Every day, just do the right thing. That's it. The rest takes care of itself.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe in doing the right thing for our customers and our communities.
Find out how Don Fade in Holton and Dan Lears in Hiawatha can help with your auto, home, and life insurance needs.
KNZA.
Bottom of the fifth inning, 4-1. Heritage Christian continues to lead at Troy. Alongside Justin Fluke, Johnny came back with you here at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. 2021 High School Baseball Classic here at the K. And a beautiful day for baseball for both of these teams. Heritage Christian out of Olathe. Troy making the just over an hour-long trip here to Kansas City. Royals on the road right now in Cleveland for a two-game series, off today, back in action tomorrow. And they get to face the reigning Cy Young Award winner from a year ago in Shane Bieber in Cleveland tomorrow with a 12-10 first pitch. Live that on 92.1 KMZA. The Royals off to a good start, 3-1 on the year. And Preston Christensen still out there on the mound for Troy. He'll face Trey Moran to lead off the bottom of the fifth inning. First pitch is a fastball, just misses outside.
Yeah, kind of lost in everything else is that Preston Christensen has come on and thrown two scoreless innings for Troy. He's given up a couple hits and one walk, but yet to allow a run. Replacing Gavin Fumler, pitched pretty well himself, but had a few walks, and his defense didn't help him very much.
2-0 the count, all Moran. Moran had a big RBI double in the first inning and also came around to score a run, and then he bounced out to the first baseman in the second. Now he swings another line shot in the right center field. That's again going to roll deep. Rounding first is Moran. He'll roll into second base. He'll be there standing up with a leadoff double. Now he's going to try for three. Throw to third base is going to be in time. They got him. What a great relay throw by the shortstop, Griffin Weber. Moran looked like he was going to stop at second. Again, we mentioned not the fastest guy on the Chargers roster. So he'll be officially accredited with a double. But that will be a big out for Troy here to begin the bottom of the fifth inning.
Yeah, good job also by Grable to get to that ball as quickly as he could in center field. Had no chance of making the play, and it was past him, so he had a long ways to go. But you mentioned Weber's relay, and good job by Grable to get it in quickly. And, well, you can tell as Moran rounded second there, he needed to catch an extra win, and it just never happened to get to third safely.
This is Spencer Ratzlaff digging in for the first time now for Heritage Christian. Ratzlaff, a right-handed hitter. 1-0 from Christensen is a fastball low and in, and it's 2-0.
He was down 2-0 to Moran. So first time in three innings now that Christensen kind of working from behind the hitters.
Now fastball, and this is low and away, and it's 3-0 to Ratzlaff. Here it is, Christian again, four runs on five hits. Three runs in the first inning, one in the second. Troy got their only run the top half of the fifth. Swinging on 3-0 is Ratzlaff, and he comes up empty. It's now 3-1. Christensen taking his time back into the windup in the 3-1. The fastball, low and away, ball four.
Yeah, I would think Heritage Christian would want to be a little bit patient the way that Christensen's struggling to command his pitches right now. But keep in mind, for Heritage Christian, these are guys that are getting at bats right now. This is their first at bat of the game. So you know they're excited and chomping at the bit to come to the plate here at Kauffman Stadium.
Here's now Josh Sluder batting for the first time. First pitch he sees from Christensen is in there for a strike.
I mean, you understand why Heritage Christian is doing what they're doing with roster of over 20 trying to get all these guys in and an opportunity. I guess we should be thankful that Troy only has three subs, because if both teams were doing this, our scorebooks would look a lot more messy than they actually already are and become a broadcaster's nightmare.
And here's the 0-2 to Sluder. It's a fastball inside, nearly clipped the jersey of Sluder. He jumps out of the way. That'll move the count 2-1-2.
I'm already starting to picture how the final box score of this game would look with, you know, 10 or so different pitchers and all the different substitutions.
And how the ball going to get away from the catcher, Hartman. That's going to allow Ratzlaff at first to trot into second base on the pass ball. And now 2-2 the count on Sluder. Fastball low and away. Now count full on Sluder with Braden Bivens on deck. Actually, the next batter will be Seth Nichols, who will bat for the first time in place of Bivens. And now the payoff. The fastball bounces in again, get away from the catcher Hartman, and that is going to allow Ratzlaff to take third. That'll also put Sluder on at first. So runners at the corners, back-to-back walks to Ratzlaff and Sluder.
Yeah, it appears that Christensen might have reached the end of his rope here. Troy only has one other pitcher besides Fumler who started and went the first two today that's pitched in any game this season, and that's Austin Grable, a sophomore. But I think you're thinking that Coach Purdy's going to have to make a visit to the mound here pretty quickly.
0-1 the count on Seth Nichols, who again batting for the first time.
We're still a part of this game at 4-1, but we can't really afford to put up a big awkward number here.
Now here's a ball that's popped up. It's playable for the catcher who makes the play. Hartman, a great running grab as he was running back towards the screen. Good job of finding his footing. He kind of stumbled to start and then was able to find the baseball and use two hands to corral it in over the shoulder. That's a big second out in the inning, and that'll bring up now Caleb Pittman for the third time. Off and running is Sluder. Not a throw down to second, so he will be in scoring position. So now Ratzlaff at third, Sluder at second. And it's 1-0 to Pittman. Pittman is 1-for-2. He grounded out in the first inning and then singled in the fourth. Oh, ball spiked in the dirt all the way back to the screen. That's going to allow another run to come down to score. As Ratzlaff will give Heritage Christian their fifth run of the game. Moving into third is Sluder. It is now 5-1. The Chargers lead here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Another run manufactured with walks and scoring via the wild pitch. Only one RBI in this game.
Hartman's having a tough time, but the balls that Christensen have thrown have been bouncing 3 or 4 feet in front of the plate, so that's just a tough thing to ask Hartman, who didn't start this game at catcher, to try to find a way to knock those balls down. And now a swing and a foul off by Pittman into the screen, and it's 2-1.
Well, the thing that Christensen did on that wild pitch was after the runner had swiped second, he went back to the windup with runners at second and third. It looked like he just kind of overthrew it.
Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth, 5-1 here. It is Christian, and now a line shot into right center field. That is going to get down for a base hit. It's going to score another run. Rounding first base is Pittman. He'll stop there, but it's an RBI single. Sluder comes down from third, and it is now 6-1 in favor of Heritage Christian.
Well, Troy's been able to wiggle their way out of a few innings, but unfortunately, with two outs, a big RBI hit there, as Roger Purdy does come out of the Troy dugout. A couple big runs that were two guys that were walked to reach base, and now come around to score and kind of blow this game a little more open.
And we're going to have a pitching change. So Troy will make a switch here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 6-1, Heritage Christian leads. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. We'll get the changes when we come back on FM 103.9 at KNZA.
When it comes to your money, are you looking for all the conveniences of a big bank, but with the advantages of a local community bank? Come see our team at Union State Bank of Horton. We offer all the services you would expect, like mobile and online banking, loans for personal and business needs, and several types of checking and savings accounts with no hassle. Union State Bank offers 7 locations to serve you, and all with the small town feel and personal service you want. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Craving pizza? The April special at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton is a large pizza with 3 of your favorite toppings for just $14.99. The Pizza Bakery has fresh salads, pasta, and breadsticks, plus a variety of wings, sandwiches, wraps, and dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton, where they have great food and great variety. Call in, carry out, or eat in. 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery is open 7 days a week in downtown Horton and appreciates your local support.
Kansaland Radio.
Grable's pitching. Oh, yeah. Bumpers. Just a direct switch for Troy. Austin Grable will come in from second base. He'll be the pitcher. Christensen will go to second. It's 6-1, Heritage Christian. The Chargers with 2 runs here in the bottom of the fifth after Troy got their first run of the game in the top half of the inning. The lead is now 5 for the Chargers. And Austin Grable will face for the first time Peter Bishop. So Bishop digs in with Caleb Pittman at first. He had the RBI single just a moment ago. First offering from Grable is going to get away from the catcher Hartman. That's going to allow Pittman to take second base. So two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here's the 1-0 to Bishop. It's a fastball inside, nearly clips the jersey of Bishop, but he gets out of the way, and it's 2-0. Justin, I don't know about you, but it just seems like that Troy has just been searching for a chance to get any type of momentum in this game and just have not been able to get any momentum. They run themselves out of a couple of big innings and have had a couple of errors that have been costly here today.
Yeah, you're exactly right. They've been their own worst enemy at being able to kind of make a run to get back in this game.
Now the 3-0 is bounced in. Now a throw down to third and is going to be into left field. Coming down from third and trying to score is Pittman. He will. And that is run number 3 of the inning and the 7th of the game for Heritage Christian on the air by the catcher Hartman.
So another error for Troy, and that will close the book on Christensen, who ends up giving up 3 runs on 4 hits with 3 walks and no strikeouts in 2 2/3 innings. Gavin Fumler went the first 2 innings for Troy, gave up 4 runs on just 1 hit, had 3 walks as well. Those walks have all been costly. You look at the 7 runs that Kansas City Christian has, Johnny, and 5 of those 7 guys have been allowed on base via the free pass.
And now here's Josh Schnelly for the first time. He came in at shortstop in the 4th inning. And now off and running to second base. Throw down is going to be in time, and they got him. So Hartman throws out a runner to end the bottom of the 5th inning. And after 5 complete, it's 7-1 here at Christian here on FM 103.9 at KNZA.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Fluke alongside Johnny Kane. We're at Kauffman Stadium for the High School Baseball Classic. Heritage Christian leading Troy now 7-1 as we head to inning number 6. It will be the 6th different pitcher of the ball game for Heritage Christian as well. As Seth Nichols is now in to pitch. Heritage Christian has pitched a different guy each inning so far. So Nichols is a right-hander that will be facing the middle of the Trojan lineup. Gavin Fumler, Reagan Hartman, and Preston Christensen do up here in the top of the 6th inning for the Trojans, who have just 1 run on 1 hit. Heritage Christian has 7 runs on 5 hits. First pitch by Nichols. Just gets the outside corner for a called strike one. Gavin Fumler is 0-2. He's grounded to first and reached on an error, E6, by the shortstop his last time up. And he's jammed on this pitch, fights it off, and fouls it to the first base side. And Gavin Fumler down 1-2. Fumler, as mentioned, pitched the first 2 innings for Troy today and has been in center field. Junior, number 3 hitter in the lineup. And a late swing there. And he strikes out on a 1-2 pitch. So Nichols comes in and records a K. Troy has struck out now just 5 total times in this game. They've actually been given 5 walks in this contest as well, but not able to piece together any hits and manufacture any runs. Here's Reagan Hartman, a ground ball towards second. This one's slow rolling, scooped up, and the throw is in time. And one pitch will retire Hartman, who's now 0-for-3 on the day with the line out to right and a couple ground balls on the right side of the infield.
That's been the difference today. We've seen Heritage Christian make the routine plays. Troy has not a couple of times. Heritage Christian with just one error today. They've done a pretty good job on all the different pitches they have. The defense behind playing well.
Preston Christensen is the batter, and he grounds it on the first pitch. It's scooped up at third. Long throw across is not going to be in time as Christensen able to beat it out. Josh Schnelly is the third baseman this inning for Heritage Christian and didn't quite get to it. And a chance to throw out Christensen in time, so Troy does get a two-out base runner. They call that one an infield hit for the Trojans, so their second hit of the game will extend the inning and give a first at bat now to Jacob Clary, who came in defensively last inning in left field, replacing Cole Donaldson. And now Clary, a sophomore, will bat for the first time. Donaldson was 0-for-2 in his plate appearances, facing Seth Nichols with two outs. Troy's only had a few hard hit balls today out of the infield. Pitch a little high, throw to first behind the runner, but Christensen is back safely. 1-0 to Clary. Braden Hill would be next.
We haven't really seen Troy hit a ball hard yet today either. Everything they've had has been, the two hits they've had have been on the infield.
This pitch way outside, so Nichols came in, got a four-pitch strikeout, and then a one-pitch ground out. But gave up the infield single to Christensen, and now falls behind Clary, 2-0. Outfield pretty shallow for the Chargers. Swing and a miss there by Clary. It's two balls and a strike. Troy down to their final four outs of the game, trailing by six runs. That ball drops a little bit low on a changeup to make it 3-1. Christensen has not had a big lead or show any signs of stealing from first base here with two outs. And a big hack there, but he came up empty. The left-hander Clary now works the count full at 3-2. So now we know Christensen will be off on this pitch. The payoff with two outs, the runner goes, fastball, and called strike three. Sixth strikeout, Troy down looking for just the second time today, and they leave a runner stranded. That's five left on base for the Trojans here today at Kauffman Stadium. We head to the bottom of the sixth, Heritage Christian still leading 7-1 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you had a surgery or an injury that needs physical therapy? This is Amanda Wilhelm with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services, also known as STARS, and we can help you with all types of physical and occupational therapy so you can get your life back to normal. We can help you at our Horton location or at Hiawatha, and we will provide you with the individualized attention and time you deserve. Our staff enjoys returning patients to an improved quality of life. Let us help you at STARS. We're on Facebook and online at starsrehab.net.
Get your livestock processing scheduled at Anderson Meats in Troy. They have openings yet for 2021, so give them a call for your livestock processing at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy strives to give their customers top-notch service for all your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle, thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call them at 785-985-2292.
KNZA.
Welcome back. Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. Justin Fluke and Johnny Kane along with you for the High School Baseball Classic. Heritage Christian leading Troy 7-1 as we head to the bottom of the sixth. Troy one run on two hits. They've left five on. Troy's been credited with three total errors. Only one error on Heritage Christian. They've stranded four, but they have seven runs on five hits. The big thing for Heritage Christian is they've taken advantage of not only a few Troy errors, but also several free passes. As we told you, five of their seven runs for Heritage Christian today were Runners that got on base via a free pass. Another one reached with a dropped third strike. The only guy that actually reached on a base hit and scored was a double by Moran, who came across back in the first inning. So Troy's had a couple base-running blunders in the three errors defensively, and now back out there to pitch is Grable. Austin came in and got the final out, facing just one batter in the fifth. This is Josh Schnelly in the number nine spot for the Chargers to lead off this inning. And the pitch down and away. Sliding stop made by Reagan Hartman. It's 1-0. Carter Manning on deck, then McVay. These guys getting a second at-bat for Heritage Christian here today at the bottom of the sixth inning. Swing and a miss here. Evens the count up at one. Pitching from the stretch is Austin Grable. And misses here. It's 2-1. So Austin Grable, after Gavin Fumler went two innings and Preston Christensen went 2 2/3 for Troy. Only three guys at a pitch for the high school team this summer and a swing and a miss, or excuse me, this spring. The count evens up at 2-2. Feels kind of like summer today, Johnny, though. Beautiful day for baseball.
Temperatures really last probably, what, 4 or 5 days or so. It felt a little bit like summer.
There's a swing and a miss. So after falling behind 2-1, Austin Grable comes back and gets a strikeout. He'll set Josh Schnelly down, and there's one away. Back to the top of the lineup, Carter Manning 0-1 with a pop-up to second. Grable's pitch is outside. Four runs in the first, one in the second. It was 4-0. Troy got a run in the top of the fifth to make it 4-1, and then Heritage Christian answered with a little two-out rally, getting two runs late to score three total in the bottom of the fifth. So that's where we set now at 7-1. A couple pitches missed, and this one is down and in as well, so the count has quickly gone 3-0 here to Carter Manning.
When you look at Troy today, I mean, it's not like they've played badly by any means. Yeah, they've had some... Pretty much the things that have cost them have been all mental things.
High fly ball to center field. This is Gavin Fumler, has a beat on it. The can of corn out there in center field, had it played perfect. It's out number two. So on a 3-0 pitch, Heritage Christian pops out to center field.
It's not the first time we've seen Heritage Christian swing 3-0 today.
Now McVay, who popped up to the pitcher. Nice catch that was made by Christensen back in inning number four for the Troy defense. And Grable's first delivery is inside for ball one to McVay, batting for the second time. Only player with multi-hits today is Trey Moran. The guy on deck has a pair of doubles in that three spot. He was the starting pitcher for the Chargers today as well. His pitch misses inside. It's 2-0 to McVay. Moran chopping his feet ready in the on-deck circle. This pitch misses outside, and now just like Manning, McVay is ahead in the count 3-0 here, facing Troy's Austin Grable. Will he be swinging?
At this point, you're up 7-1. Why not? You don't want to walk here at Kauffman Stadium. You want to swing the bat.
Two outs, bases empty, and he does swing the bat, and it's another pop-up on the infield. This one will be called for by the second baseman, and the catch is made for Troy, as that is Christensen making the play, and a 1-2-3 inning for Austin Grable and the Trojans here in the bottom of the sixth. Johnny will take us home. We head to the seventh. Can Troy mount any kind of comeback? They trail 7-1 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need funds fast? Our Buy Local loan from Moreland James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, allows you to use the fund for any purpose. Replace the broken water heater or upgrade your furniture. Funds are typically available within 2 to 3 business days. Visit bankbv.com/buy-local-loan or stop by one of our branches in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison to get started today. Moreland James Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the central region. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
For award-winning service, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton, your local shelter agents.
KNZA.
Seventh inning, 7-1 our score. Heritage Christian leads Troy. Three outs to work with for the Trojans. Need six runs to tie and to extend this game a little bit further. They'll have 7-8-9. It'll be Braden Hill to start things off. He will face another new pitcher for Heritage Christian. This is Levi Christman, who will pitch for the first time and be in the game for the first time. Christman will also then shift to the leadoff spot for the Chargers if Troy can force a bottom of the seventh.
Yeah, I guess we'll see, but all in all, it's been a good day. I think folks have gotten a pretty good experience here, whether you're a spectator, a coach, a player, or broadcaster. That's what everybody hoped for coming in. Now we'll see if Troy can make this game competitive here late.
First pitch from Christman bounces about 6 feet in front of the plate and bounces into Braden Hill, who has struck out and walked and scored a run today. Now the 1-0 is a fastball that misses inside and will roll the way back to the screen. So 2-0 the count on Hill.
Kind of excited, Johnny, to get back in the K and watch the Royals, especially after the 3-1 start that you mentioned and a couple new weapons added to the offensive lineup with Santana and Benintendi. Should be a pretty exciting summer, hopefully, here at the K.
I'll be here next Saturday. Should be a lot of fun. I'm excited, looking forward to that. Now, 3-0 the count on Hill.
Want to come back and sit here?
That's fine with me.
Bring all your buddies.
As long as it's
right here in the press box.
As long as it's free just like this is, I'm down with it. And the 3-0. Swing and a miss. So I think the old baseball term and the adage of not swinging 3-0 has gone out the window here today. 3-1 the count now on Hill. Again, we're in the top of the seventh inning, 7-1, Heritage Christian leads. And now a fastball bounces into Hill, and it's a 5-pitch walk.
That's how it starts. Troy's not going to be able to get six runs that they need here with one at bat, but one by one, try to piece things together. Now just need to be smart and continue to chip away.
And there's Braden Hamilton. He was accredited with the second hit for Troy back in the fifth inning. And now the ball's going to get away from the new catcher for Heritage Christian and will allow Hill to take second base. The new catcher is Harker.
Safe to assume that the seventh different pitcher we've seen from Heritage Christian here today is probably not one of their top three or four on the staff, and Troy should be a little patient.
I think that's safe to say. Also a young guy. This is just sophomore as Christman. Now and just defense hack as the ball was coming up and in on Hamilton. Instead of getting out of the way, he tried to chop it down with his bat, but he comes up empty, and it's 1-1. A little bit of self-defense swing there. Hill at second, and now the 1-1. Line into right field and deep. It's playable for the right fielder who's going to make the grab. That is Moran, who switches from first out to right field. The big man retreats near the line and makes the play, and there's one out.
I have a feeling he's kind of the crowd favorite and maybe not only one of the stars, but kind of a leader in the lifeblood of this Heritage Christian team.
What do I think about him is probably being one of those guys that's hilarious, too, just the team clown also. Seems like that type of guy always has everybody smiling. So now here's Seth Judd batting for the third time. He has walked to put down a sacrifice bunt, his last at bat. And 1-0 the count on Judd with Hill at second base and one away here in the top of the seventh inning. And the 1-0 from Christman is a fastball that Judd swings and misses, and it's 1-1.
It's a stereotype, Johnny, that all of us big guys that carry a little more weight that don't have the looks going for us. We all have to develop some kind of comedy or personality to win some friends.
That's exactly what every locker room needs, right? 2-1 the count now on Judd. Heritage Christian, 7 runs on 5 hits. Troy, 1 run on 2 hits. The 2-1 to Judd. Line shot back up the box. That'll be into right center field for a base hit. Hill will stop at third, and that'll put runners at the corners with one away here at the top of the 7th inning and send it back to the top of the order.
One of the sharpest hit balls we've seen for Troy today, just a third hit of the afternoon, but a solid single right back up the middle by Judd. Yeah, no need to force anything here for Troy. That one runner trying to come home from third with one out isn't really going to matter in the bigger scheme of things. They need 6 runs here to try to tie it up.
So now Griffin Weber, who has walked all 3 times he's come to the plate today.
Take the
huge lead for Judd at first. There he goes, off and running. They are not going to throw down to second. Instead, they'll throw down to third, and just getting back, standing up his hill. That was probably a lot closer than Coach Roger Purdy wanted. 1-0 the count on Griffin Weber.
Second, third, top of the order. Troy's got a chance.
And the 1-0 is a fastball that paints the outside corner at the knees. It's got to be pretty cool for the umpiring crew as well, just being able to come here and do a game here at Kauffman Stadium, something they'll always have. And the 1-1 to Weber is a fastball high.
Is that something that maybe the teams kind of get to choose or have a say in, I believe?
I would hope so. I mean,
we were here 2 years ago broadcasting Valley Falls and McLeod when they played a high school baseball game at Kauffman Stadium. It was local umpires then.
And now is a line drive, base hit into left field. That'll get down the left field line and roll deep. Rounding third is Judd. They're going to stop him there. Coming down from third is Hill and scoring. It's an RBI single for Griffin Weber, and Troy still alive, now down 7-2 here in the top of the 7th.
Lead off walk in late innings, and opportunity knocking at the door. Troy able to take advantage with 1 run. Maybe they'll take a pitch here and get the runners back to second and third and look to continue here their fight back at a comeback with 1 away.
Now Austin Grable bats for the 4th time. He has flown out 3 times today, twice to center field and once to right field. Weber not running. First offering is a fastball way outside.
Okay, so why is Weber not running? That's my question. Right, first and third, he's the quickest guy on the team. 1 out.
Very good question.
Take away the double play, get a couple of scoring positions.
He's getting a huge lead, too. I'm surprised they're even holding him on with a 5-run lead. Weber, again, not running, just shuffles away from first base. And now it is 1-1 on Austin Grable. I actually am very surprised Heritage Christian is even holding Weber on at first base. I'd have expected a 5-run game, just put everybody back and just try to get out at this point. Weber now is off and running. No throw. He'll take second base. It's now 2-1 on Grable.
Took 3 pitches, but it all worked out, right?
Yep.
So far.
So now 2 runners in scoring position for Grable. And the 2-1 pitch from Chrisman is lined into left field, but it's going to be playable for the left fielder. He makes the play. Coming down from third is Judd. He will score. It'll be a sacrifice fly and an RBI for Austin Grable. And it makes it a 7-3 game, but now Troy down to their final out.
Well played there all the way around by both teams. And as this game gets a little tighter here in the last inning, boy, those couple mistakes that Troy made, whether on the bases or in the field, now loom a little bit more costly.
Could be 5-3 right now, or even 4-3 right now, if Troy didn't make those mistakes they did early on in this game. Here's Gavin Fumler batting for the 4th time, he is grounded out, reached on an error, and struck out today. He bats with Griffin Weber at second base, 2 away, top of the 7th inning, in a 7-3 ball game. Now Fumler hits a high fly ball into right center field, playable, and making the play is the center fielder to end the game. So final score, Heritage Christian 7, Troy 3. The Trojans do play 2 in the top of the 7th, but ultimately fall short. 7-2-3. We'll get the final numbers and the final statistics when we come back for one final time, Kauffman Stadium on FM 103.9 KNZA.
There's nothing like the pride and excitement of seeing a loved one graduate, either from high school or college. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska from Union State Bank of Horton. As spring approaches, you can honor your graduates' hard work by coming into one of our 7 Union State Bank branches to help them open a new account. Open a My Rewards checking account with $25 and no minimum balance is required. Plus, your graduate can enjoy the Union State Bank mobile banking wherever the road takes them. Celebrate your graduate with Union State Bank. Find locations at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Craving pizza? The April special at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton is a large pizza with 3 of your favorite toppings for just $14.99. The Pizza Bakery has fresh salad, pasta, and breadsticks, plus a variety of wings, sandwiches, wraps, and dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton, where they have great food and great variety. Call in, carry out, or eat in. 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery is open 7 days a week in downtown Horton and appreciates your local support.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, a fun day of baseball here at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, and it results in a 7-3 Heritage Christian victory over Troy. The Chargers got 3 runs in the first inning thanks to a big error by Troy, 1 run in the second, 3 more in the fifth, and Troy got 1 in the fifth, 2 in the seventh, but that is it. Too many mistakes today was the difference for Troy, who is now 0-5 on the year. Heritage Christian improves to 2-2. Look at the final numbers. We'll start offensively for the Troy Trojans. Again, 0-5 on the year. Griffin Weber was 1-for-1 officially. He walked 3 times. He was on base all 4 times. He came to the plate and also had an RBI. The only other hits come from Preston Christensen and also Braden Hamilton, along with Seth Judd as well. Judd also scored a run. Braden Hill scored a couple of runs for Troy today, but that is it for the offense for the Trojans, who had 5 hits today and scored 3 runs. And Justin, you've got the Heritage Christian statistics.
Yeah, a couple highlights. Heritage Christian only had 2 guys that did not come out of the lineup today. Their number 3 hitter, Trey Moran, went 2-for-3 with a pair of doubles. He had a run scored and an RBI. And in the number 7 spot, Caleb Pittman went 2-for-3 as well with a run scored and an RBI. Connor Caderna went 1-for-1 in the ball game with a walk and a single and a run scored. All in all, Heritage Christian ends up with 7 runs on 5 hits. They were only charged with 1 error defensively, and Heritage Christian left 4 runners on base total as they improved their record to 2-2 with the victory here today.
Fun day of baseball. I mean, it was a pretty good game for the most part. Yeah, there was mistakes on both sides, but we got all 7 innings in. And a beautiful day here at Kauffman Stadium, and it's just a fun opportunity for really everybody involved, us included, being able to come here to Kauffman Stadium today.
No doubt. Everybody had a chance to get in this game for both teams. Troy only had 3 subs that we talked about, but Heritage Christian able to use 7 different pitchers. I mean, how cool is that for any high school kid to be able to tell some stories down the road? Yeah, I pitched an inning at Kauffman Stadium in a game when I was in my prep career, so a great opportunity. And for Troy, you know, it's a young team. We talked about this Trojan staff and Roger Purdy having 0 seniors on his roster this year, similar to a lighter senior numbers for the football and the basketball team as well. Troy going to be a team that is getting better and on the rise here the next couple seasons. And in baseball, that's no different. Today, just a couple too many mistakes, a couple defensive errors, and a couple kind of brain farts, if you will, on the base paths. Troy was down 3-0 after the first inning and just couldn't really string together enough hits and opportunities to fully get their way back in this one, as they kind of hurt themselves a bit as well, as we discussed here throughout the broadcast. But, yeah, all in all, certainly fun for us. I think enjoyable for all the spectators, coaches, and players alike.
I don't know about you, when you look at Troy, I mean, it just feels like they're so close to figuring it all out, but it's just the little things that make a high school baseball team good that the Trojans have struggled with here in the early going. But you got to feel like they're right there on the doorstep. They definitely have the athletes. We know that from seeing these guys on the basketball floor and even football as well. But you do got to feel like Troy is pretty close to figuring this out, just the little things.
They play a lot of non-league games, of course. You know, I mean, Troy and D-West are the only teams in the whole Twin Valley League. In the Twin Valley League that have high school baseball. So, yeah, I would agree with that. And baseball is a little bit different because they're playing some different competition. I mentioned earlier they're scheduled to be back in action on Thursday against McLeod
that missed last year as well. I mean,
right, all that was gone. So, yeah, Thursday we're playing in another game. So if you're just tuning in today and not up to date, make sure to follow along with our MSCSports.net website. We're planning to broadcast several high school baseball and softball games this spring. In fact, Johnny, you did one last night and today, and if Mother Nature and the fields are dry on Thursday, we could have a third one later this week. So we invite folks to keep up to date with Kansaland Radio and MSC Sports as we try to give some love to all the spring sports going on right now in our area as well.
Yeah, golf track today as well. I mean, all week, everything in full swing now. Missed it last year, everything back in action, and we're glad that we're able to keep bringing and carry high school sports here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. That's going to wrap things up here from Kauffman Stadium. I want to thank everyone for tuning in with us, and for our man Kurt taking care of us back at the studios. Kurt, thanks a bunch. Alongside Justin Fluke, I'm Johnny Kane. Heritage Christian wins it 7-3 over Troy. You've been listening to high school baseball here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Have a good afternoon, everybody.